There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna?
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that
culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
You're going to hear that twice this episode because we have an amazing guest on. You already know who it is if you've pressed play.
Mm-hmm. It's Gabrielle Union. She was very, very cool, too. Like, I actually haven't been nervous in a while, but this is like a genuine icon.
Yeah, you look at her, even in the Zoom box, and you go, this woman has
power.
Power and presence, which I guess maybe are the same thing. But yeah. You'll hear, like, we talk about how Matt tells her that she's done such a good job of speaking truth to power in her career. And I looked at her and I was like, God, like, that's the through line in this person's life and career, is that she has always just been honest. She's been honest. And like, that's a huge part of why people love her, is that like, she even like counted off the things in her hand of, you know, being a mother to a queer child, of being a Black actor in Hollywood, of being, you know, someone who's had fertility issues, someone who's had all of these different experiences and is able to always be honest about all of those things in huge, huge, huge platforms. So cool. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, and a genuine talent too, and really excellent in this new movie, The Inspection, which Bo and I just watched. It's now in wide release, but it's a very different performance from her too. I mean, it's really, it's a tough one. It's a sad movie, but also it's,
yeah,
it says something really interesting about parenting and the way that we expect to create strong people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting one, and I really encourage everyone to go see it. But damn if we didn't also get into some culture that made her say culture was for her as well. And some good answers.
Some great answers. She had a great, I don't think so, honey.
Yeah, it was really strong. It's a take.
It's a take, but you know what? Like, with any I don't think so, honey, if you have the conviction, then the audience has no choice but to, like, at least nod along to be like, yeah, absolutely. She recorded with us before Thanksgiving, so that's just, like, a little asterisk before going in.
A little ass to risk. Oh, my God. Do you ever think about that? Ass to risk?
My ass is a no risk for anybody. Okay.
My ass is a huge risk.
Your ass is a huge risk.
We partied last night, girl.
I'm hungover.
And the girls got messy last night.
The girls got messy last night and no regrets.
No regrets ever about getting messy. When you go see K-pop the musical, you two are going to be messy little whores out on the streets, because you're going to be K-popping your ass here, there, to, fro, up, down, fast, slow.
Oh my God, songwriter.
Yeah, you could say. Please enjoy our episode with Gabrielle Union, the one, the only. And what do you say, Bo? Should we throw it to ourselves?
Let's throw it to ourselves. See you soon.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
American icon on the pod today, Bowen Yang. I mean, this is a one for the books.
This is one for the books. I feel like this book has every page. I mean, this is a big one.
We're not assessing
or comparing.
No. We were out with the girls last night. We saw K-pop the musical. Everyone must go, please. It really turned the girls out.
Fantastic.
It was unbelievably fun. And friend of the pod, Jason Kim, wrote it. Everyone, go see it. You're going to love it. But then at a post-drinks discussion, we mentioned that our guest was on the pod today. And this table of queer people absolutely lit up. And it sort of became a round table about how iconic the guest is.
The impact.
Yes, and the impact. Yeah. And we're very, very excited.
Absolutely. And guess what?
What?
And guess what's going on? It's multiple projects, multiple plates being spun at the moment with our pal Jabuki Young White in Strange World. But I mean, that is a discussion that we can table or we can bring in with our guests.
I have a feeling, by the way, she just lit up. She might want to talk a little Jabuki Young White. I thought you were going to say our friend Jake Gyllenhaal. Jabuki. And I was like, no, of course he means Jabuki.
And Jake.
No, we've never met Jake.
Well, we've never met Jake, but Jake and I had, and the Swifties are going to be mad at this, but Jake and I had a nice little, just a nice little moment when he came around SNL
Traitor.
Last season. No, I know. Well, the story, okay, so I did the promos with Jake, and the musical guest was Camila Cabello, who is very much, I would say, is aligned with Taylor. We don't have to get into the whole Taylor Swift.
Let's not get into Swiftie politics. We don't want to drag our guests into this.
No.
She hasn't yet made a political statement on the matter.
And can we say Jake is very much engaged in the Instagram sort of agora of it all? Like, he will, like, keep track of what's happening in, like, our little corner of Hollywood, of showbiz.
Will he now?
Like, first of all, I haven't checked in with him in a while, but it's not my place to, like, reach out and be like, hey, what's up? But he's, like, is with it. He's on the frequency. Does that make sense?
He's Stream Fire Island, you think?
I don't know. Maybe. He might have.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Speaking of Fire Island, Joel Kim Booster saw our guest in a hallway, I believe passed in a hallway.
At TIFF.
And said the guest did him the honor of looking at him and saying hello, and he screamed. And then we screamed
and texted us immediately.
And texted us immediately. So to call this highly anticipated would be an understatement. Right now, there's big buzz, Bo. For the film The Inspection, which we just watched, by Elegance Bratton. It is so fabulous. Our guest is so stunning in it. It's just like a way that you've never seen Gabrielle Union before. I mean, truly, truly great work. And Jeremy Pope is fantastic in the lead role.
So
just
good.
Big actor eyes wet with tears and emotion. We love to see it. We love to feel it. Not only that, but truly just a part of the culture. I am so hesitant to say how many times I've seen Bring It On because it would approach Stalker, but let's just say it was on constant loop in my home as a child. Thank you, my parents, for having Stars, because that movie, beyond Stars, every single day, it was like they would rotate it out. And so Bring It On was a huge thing for me. Bo, this is very exciting. Should we just bring her the hell in?
Let's bring her in. Everyone, please welcome
Gabrielle Union! This is too much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh my God, please. It's our distinct honor. Really, literally, Isis, like, that was so... we were talking last night about how that movie was decades ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cultural appropriation is the gift that keeps on giving, so...
Well, we were saying that this was a movie about that concept without even saying the words cultural appropriation. It's about how we live in a culture that steals from Black women all the time without it being too preachy. I mean, like, a movie like that at that time for that audience, like, really formative, I think, on a collective level for us to understand and key into that. It's fantastic.
You know what's funny is, like, at the 20th anniversary of Bring It On, there was, like, a poll of best movie villains. Mm. And I'm, like, flipping through, and there I was. I don't know if I can cuss on
No.
it. There I was as a villain.
Villains?
And I was like,
oh, they made
I don't know about
yes.
that.
Big mistake.
That's a misinterpretation.
Yes. For standing up for our cheers, damn it. Yes, she was a villain. I guess the whole, I know you didn't think a white girl made that shit up, was just a bridge too far, I guess. And I was a villain. And
that
it was
is
wild. Because I was like outraged, and then doing a bunch of press around the anniversary. The poll was not the only, they were not the only people thinking that my character was like mean.
Did they watch it? This is insane.
It tells you everything about how when Black women speak, what you hear is totally up here. It has nothing to do with what we're actually saying.
100%. Wow. The filter is, it's this Rorschach test, and for better or for worse, people come away with their own interpretation on it. But the fact that like the Clovers win at the end is like the sort of uplifting thing, and like the unexpected, not the unexpected thing, but the thing that like is just in the end.
It is the joy of the movie to watch the Clovers win justifiably, fairly, right there. And also, you know, another element of that is that you as Isis and the squad did not take her hand out. You know what I mean? It was like, no, we don't need your help. We don't want your help. We're going to beat you fair and square. You've taken advantage of us too many times, and now we're just going to prove it. And honestly, that's just crazy to me that more than one time you encountered that beyond.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was just Isis, poor thing. People like, I'll literally be sitting quietly waiting and they're like, oh, you're so intimidating. And I'm like, I haven't even said a word. I'm literally playing Words with Friends because that's who I am. And I'm intimidating because I'm being quiet. Like, you talk, you're intimidating. You're quiet, you're intimidating. Whatever.
This is what Matt was saying, not to pull this into my life, but Matt was saying last night even.
I want to go in.
Okay, let's go in. I was kind of like bemoaning like the current state of dating for me. And I'm like, God, I'm in a weird place right now. And then Matt was like, well, it's because people might be anxious about approaching you or just like making the first move. And I go, I don't know that that's it. But if let's just say that's true. Like, what do I do to change that? Of course, race is a factor in it in a different way, but like it's things that like are immutably out of your control. And you're just like, well, I guess I'm SOL and I should just live with it. But it's a strange little phenomenon, personally, I think.
It's weird. It's an odd thing. And like it's like you don't have the language, or you're not supposed to just call a thing a thing. No, it's weird, right? Like, I can't change who I am. I'm like, I can't change my silence. It's not going to be less deafening, I guess, to you. But you can change you. You know what I mean? Because I'm a baby. And yeah, like, especially during my single days, you know, that was a refrain. And it just made me more aggressive. Like, I went after what I wanted.
Perfect.
I flew through that bucket list. Let me just tell you.
Okay.
Those penises were flying off the list left and right.
And I bet.
I lived the dream.
Thank you,
but by taking matters into my own hands and not letting people say I was whatever intimidating or it was hard to approach you. And I'm like, not actually. Because ding dongs do it every day. They are not deterred by anything. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to stop waiting.
So I said to Bo last night, Bo was getting into it last night with somebody, and we had a little aside. You know when you take your girl to the side and you sort of have a moment? Well, we took a turn about the room, as my sister and I are want to do, and I said, you better take this all the way, because I see that you want to do it, and I'm telling you he's into it, and take it all the way. And then I said, I want a full report, and I got the text today that we got a little sheepish.
We got a little sheepish. I think that's my true self, though. I'm a sheepish guy. But Gabrielle's inspiring me, because I think more bucket lists should have penises on them.
Absolutely.
All the bucket lists should have penises. And you got to be a closer.
Well, yes!
I didn't even like hearing that you're not a closer. He's shy. Tee it up and knock it out of the park. Like, let's come on.
That's what I said.
This is what I needed to hear.
See, if you're not going to take my advice, take Gabrielle Union's, please. And now I know that will be what happens. You're going to be like, well, my good friend Gabrielle Union told me. I was like, I told you the night before.
If my good friend Gabrielle Union and my good friend Matt Rodgers are telling me, I'm going to do it. You know who's, not to segue into too much of a left turn, but I feel like Jabuki, our mutual friend between the three of us.
We love.
Is someone who like.
Closes. Down.
Closes. That guy, what a star, what a role model. Wait, has press been fun with you guys and Jake?
First of all, I'm obsessed with him, and I kept trying to change how many years I've been following him because I think it's been like since he got on. I'm like a psycho fan. So when He's I so found good. Out that he was playing my child, I was like, oh.
Love it.
And I had this like mental list of all the questions I've wanted to ask, and I had to finally say it. I'm like, when I like a tweet, it's really a retweet, but I lack the bravery to just retweet.
And
he was like, right. I felt that. But I'm obsessed with him. Like, I am obsessed with him. He says everything I'm thinking. That. I love him in a way that's probably a little unhealthy for us both.
He's one of those people that like always says that you're right. It's like, that was what I was thinking, but my brain didn't put it in that joke format or didn't distill it in that way. But that was the thing. That was it. Oh.
When he released a song called BBC.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah, right? Right before our Disney movie, I thought, oh, this is going to be a perfect press tour, and yeah. It has been. He has given me everything that I have needed, in addition to the love of BBC.
Yes, he's going to keep it Jabuki.
We're on the same page now.
Bucket list.
We go.
Title of F.
An anthem for the bucket list.
Yeah.
An anthem for the bucket list.
When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister and any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes! We're all going together, the Lost Cult family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline. You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick and mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
We just watched The Inspection and it's so great. And you are so great in it. But this movie's, it's tough. And it doesn't, let's just say, like, not to give anything away, but it doesn't end neatly. It doesn't end how I think the audience is maybe going to feel or want it to end. You play a mother who rejects their child, and we see him join the Marines, yes, for self-betterment and also some structure and to just, you know, change his life in a positive way, but also deeply we can sort of understand that he is doing it to really earn the love of his mother, and that's something he craves because he doesn't have it. And the ending is not neat, and it's not necessarily reflective of like a beautiful world, you know? And I just wanted to ask, like, what did you draw on to play the root of this homophobia? Because it is so deep and it is so dark. And I know it's the opposite of who you are as a person. You are an amazing ally and an amazing activist. And thank you for everything that you do. You truly are just one of those voices that rings right through. And so I just wanted to ask what you draw on, because it's very real. We feel this woman's real pain, but real decision to live in this homophobia. So All my compliments to your performance. And where'd you get this?
That was the challenge, right? Yeah. Because when Elegance was like, I want you to executive produce, I'm like, bet, this script is a winner. I understand how I can be additive. And then it was like, also want you to play my mother. And I was like, the fuck? What have I ever done to make anyone think I could pull this off? Mm. And he said, Gab, it has to be you. And he just kept going with, he had so much confidence that I could do this and be good at this. And he's like, you're an actor. You can do anything. We've known you could do, you know, anything this whole time. And I immediately knew what he meant by that in terms of the Black community has known that I've had range, that I could do, you know, literally anything. But perhaps, you know, the other parts of Hollywood had not caught up yet. Mm-hmm. But he just had so much confidence in me. I was like, I'm going to go for it. And trying to find a way in to a woman whose ass I would kick if given the opportunity was a challenge, because I'm like, what do we have? I don't even know what a starting off point is. And the more he started talking about who she was when she was a girl, her being a top student, a top athlete, and then, you know, getting pregnant as a teen. And I was like, okay, let me go back to what she wanted when she was, before she became a mother, which was to be considered good. Was to follow the path of good girls and the way you get out of poverty for young, dark-skinned Black children, especially girls. Like, it's you're either a great student, you're a great student and athlete, you're just a great athlete, whatever you can do to be considered good, to get these opportunities, to get out of here and change your life. Well, she gets pregnant. She still wanted to be thought of as good. And as her son got older, it became abundantly clear that he was queer. But she had clung on to organized religion to still be considered good.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized that while I've never bartered with my children, I've never thought of my children as disposable, I have bartered with my soul in this town and in life to get this much closer to the power structures, to get this much closer. Like, I leaned so heavily into assimilation, I didn't recognize myself. When you are willing to put everything on the table to stay good by someone's standards who would not spit in your direction if you caught on fire, and you're willing to constantly shapeshift for these kinds of people who are constantly rooting against you. You don't realize it at the time. It's called the American dream. As long as you stay in this box, you do as I say, you're one of the good ones. You're a good Negro. You know, you have access to the land of milk and honey, and you're considered good and worthy and deserving. But we had that in common. So I bartered with different things, relationships, pieces of my soul that I will work a lifetime to heal and recover from. But we had that in common, that desire to be good, to be thought of as good and deserving and worthy. And she thought, you know, due to organized religion that said being gay or queer was bad, she looked to save herself. And I can't say I've made different decisions when it came down to doing the right thing or doing the wrong thing and thinking about self-preservation instead of doing the thing that helps your fellow man, or being the right kind of ally, a real ally. Mm. You're willing to sell anybody out, your child, yourself, loved ones. Everybody's on the table when you are on that assimilation train. Everything can go.
Yeah.
And yeah, that, unfortunately, getting to that dark ass root, I'm pretty sure my therapist bought a second home just from the inspection. Like, I needed extra sessions like a mug.
I've heard you talk about worthiness as this concept when you've tried to approach Inez, and I feel like that's exactly it. That's sort of the unifying thing in this whole film, is that she is clinging on to any self-worth or feeling of worthiness that she can at the expense of someone else's. Meanwhile, Jeremy's character is someone who is concerned about protecting the man to his left and the man to his right. And I think, and that's the sort of healing mechanism through which he can sort of still have this radical compassion for his mother at the end, without giving too much away. But I think maybe that was the thing that jumped out to me about Elegance's writing and this film, is that I was like, oh, this is the way out. This is, someone can be caught in this spiral of feeling completely worthless in a world that has made them worthless. But if they're enacting that sort of destruction on someone else, on people that they should be protecting, I feel like that's the tragedy of Inez as a character. And I feel like what Matt was saying, compliments to you for portraying that so humanly.
Yeah, it sucks, you know, it sucks. But so many parents, they really firmly believe that their intention is filled with love.
Right.
In trying to change their child, deny their identity. But to deny someone's identity is to deny their humanity. So your love shouldn't be inhumane. Mm. And like, if your love harms your child, causes trauma, abuse, there's literally 8 billion people in the world now. There's 8 billion ways of loving. Choose one that doesn't lead to harm.
Right.
You know, that doesn't lead to trauma. And there's another way. So my hope in this role, initially it was like, there's one parent in particular I'd like to change. But if other parents see themselves in Inez, because as parents, like as reasonable parents, you try to lead with love. Like everything you're trying to do for your kids, your intention feels so pure to you. It feels so loving to you. You feel like, I'm protecting my child. But I'm here to tell you there's another way.
Yeah.
There's absolutely another way of loving, accepting, and respecting and being compassionate to your own child, and taking, disposing of them off the table from jump, and not torturing them also if they stay home. It's okay to love them. It really is. The water's warm. Mm-hmm. I promise you, you'll be okay. Anyone that you would lose for loving your child openly and without apology and standing 10 toes down for your child, anyone you might lose, you are better off without. And
period.
That part, I think a lot of parents get fearful of what they will lose. And it's like, you're losing dead weight.
Yeah. It's interesting that he goes to the Marines, and obviously this is based on Elegance's real story, and that it's there we also see sort of like an abuse as betterment scenario, makes it so hard to watch too, because I think, like, you know, there is this idea that we're going to like break someone into the best version of what they can be because nothing is going to faze them. But then I think when you become an adult, you realize that it's vulnerability, it is that ability to break that makes you a full human. And so this like creation of monsters, which they literally say in the film, it literally just creates a world of monsters. And you have to wonder, like, what is the process of then unlearning that? Can it be? I guess if it's really successful, which it must be because the Marines are, you know, they're good at what they do, it scares you. You know what I mean? And you wonder if it's just a very layered story. And I think everyone can see themselves in it. Maybe their parents weren't the exact version of that, but there is this idea that, like, I'm going to be hard on my child, and that's going to in some way better the child. But I have seen and known parents that do see a change in the older years. Like, I've seen a change in my parents now that I've become an adult, much softer, much more sensitive, almost a little rueful and regretful, because there's that thing of the constant turning back of, did I have to go that hard? You know what I mean? And it does create work ethic. It creates character, but there might be a little bit of a cost, you know? And so I think that we see that in just the way parenting changes. I mean, you're raising children now in the year 2022, and it seems like probably very different from the way that you were raised and we were raised, and in just a completely different worldview.
I mean, absolutely. My dad, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this movie called The Great Santini, and it was like very hardcore, just very hardcore man. And that was my dad's favorite movie. He also loved to watch war movies, but he had three daughters, and he wanted to make us, he always said, you got to be bigger, badder, better just to be considered even. And kind of like, I'm going to prepare you for what's happening out there.
Yeah.
Because if you can't take it from me, you're going to crumble out there. And turns out nothing has come close to what he prepared me for. Like, I basically left my house ready for war, and, you know, it didn't come in the way that I thought it was going to come. Now, had he prepared me for toxic masculinity, then maybe I would have made some different decisions. But yeah, like a lot of times we really think we're preparing our children, we're protecting our children, and all you're doing is breaking your children. And some, like, you know, you and I, like, I became crazy efficient, like my work ethic is beyond, but I will literally work myself into an early grave because I don't recognize where working hard begins and abusing myself starts and stops, you know, doing too much. I have no concept of, like, until I'm literally like, I don't feel well. You know what I mean? But a lot of kids, you know, I've met 90-year-olds who are still wanting the love and validation from their parents.
Yeah.
And what you do is you're breaking them in a way that it's like Humpty Dumpty. Like, you might be able to get some pieces, like enough where they can cobble through a life, but there's a brokenness that nothing can fix. That, because the love of your parents, they're the first people that you love. They're the people who are supposed to love you more than anybody else. And if there are fissures and major breaks and trauma in that, there's only so much therapy. And a lot of kids don't survive that. A lot of kids. And by kids, I mean young children. I mean, we're seeing younger and younger kids, you know, committing suicide. But, you know, to that 90-year-old who's still looking for something for their parents who've been dead for, you know, a long time. But a lot of our kids don't make it. They don't make it physically because they take their lives, or there's a brokenness that can just never be filled. And it doesn't have to be this way. It just doesn't. You know what I mean? It does not have to be this way. And I hope, you know, like, my biggest reward or award that I could get from this movie is, again, that one parent I'm trying to reach. But if, you know, the other parents I've already even heard from, you know, who saw it this weekend, who were like, I screwed the pooch. Holy crap. I never thought of myself as a villain in my own child's life. And wow. Okay. I'm going to do different. Yeah. And even like, quote unquote, good parents, you know, I'd like to think of myself as a solid parent, you know, a good ally. But even we make mistakes, and Zaya's had to check us for filth often, you know, and trying to throw away some of the things that our parents gave us that rotted and spoiled in the 70s and 80s. But I'm like, no, let's bring it out. New millennium parenting. And it's like, that stinks. That's a way that should have been left a long time ago. And I thought that's why you're in therapy, lady. And I'm like, you're right. Let me work on that and maybe not pass on the same crap to my kids. But luckily we have a very outspoken child who, you know, is up to date and is refusing to shapeshift for adult comfort. She's refusing to compromise on being her whole full ass self for anyone's comfort. And I'm like, is there a TED talk you can give?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who can benefit by like getting these pep talks that we get from her. And And I know she's speaking to herself as much as she's speaking to everybody else, but like, man, and a child, she'll lead them. So,
yes.
You know.
It's a lot of pressure. It's very public too, you know, because everyone knows your story and like the story that you are telling and living. And so
when she came to us and was like, because, you know, between the two of us, we're constantly doing press and people refer to our children constantly by the names that they think they are.
Look up.
And
yeah.
Zaya was like, I need people to know that this is my name and these are my pronouns. And we're like, well, I mean, people know, like, the people that count, your school and your friends and family. And she was like, no, because
everybody,
I hear it, I read it, like people reference us all the time and I want them to use my name and my pronouns. And me and Dee were like, okay, do you know how this works and how you get that kind of message to everybody at one time? And she was like, yeah, you'll do one of your press things and say it. And they're like, yeah, but then everyone knows. And are you okay with this?
Right.
And she said, I want my name. It was very, first of all, wow. The first thing I thought of was Tina Turner when she was like, I just want my name.
Yeah. give me my name.
But when that's a major part of your, I mean, your name is the first thing you offer as a part of your identity. And she wanted known, you know, this is my name and these are my pronouns. And I'm gonna give you a hot second to switch over your brain. She gave us exactly one school year. And I mean, I have to say, I think D was off book, if you will.
Off book.
The quickest. Like,
off book.
No mistakes. Like, wow. no mistakes. But she gave us a bit of grace. And, but everyone's fallen in. Well, most people have fallen in and they realize this is who this child is. And she's amazing and smart and dynamic and gonna change the world. And we should all get behind her because she's doing it whether we are standing in her way or not, you know?
Amazing.
So why don't we get behind her?
Totally. And what's incredible is that she, in sort of the inverted way of the way that maybe you were parented, is that she is picking up on a lot of information in her outside world and going, oh, I'm preparing myself for my own battle, you know? Like, and she's informing, she's sort of like upcycling it too, to her parents, where she goes, this is what you need to know. Here's how you can support me. Let's do it. Like, what a lovely sort of directionality that goes in, where it goes up and down and outward.
Well, I mean, she said to us the other day that she had joined, basically, I'm not sure there's a name for it, but basically the Black Student Union at her school. And I was like, oh, that's dope. And she was like, and I joined the Latino student group. And I was like, okay. Is there a reason?
Yeah, key me in.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, look, you know, her two best friends are biracial and half Latina. And she's like, it's not my place to go to the meetings and speak. It's my place to go to the meetings and learn. And so I can know how to better support my friends. And I'm like, what?
That's incredible.
Oh my gosh. Okay. 15, sophomore. And
yeah,
we were like, yeah, of course you would be in La Raza, because you are a good ally, and also know to not center yourself. Well, my job here is done.
Well, amazing.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Bowen Yang, one of my favorite possessions that I own, I'm not kidding, is my Helix mattress. I have the Helix Midnight. I've had it now for like a little bit over 4 years, and I think about my bed all the time when I'm not in it. It's very hard to get up out of in the morning because the Helix Midnight mattress is perfect for me.
Matt Rogers, I have to agree with my sister. I love my Helix Midnight mattress as well. And sometimes I have what the kids are saying, Helix mattress rot days. Not just bed rot.
Oh my gosh.
Helix mattress rot.
See me up in the bed like 50 Lamb girls.
Yes. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know? How will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Well, take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. I took the Helix Sleep Quiz and I was matched with a Midnight mattress all those years ago because I wanted something that felt medium feel and because I sleep on my side and back.
Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And it's your lucky day. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/LasCulturistas and use the code HELIXPARTNER20 HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
What I've always really admired about you is you really do speak truth to power. And I think one of my favorite things I've seen anyone do was the speech that you gave. It was when you got the Fierce and Fearless Award and you owned up to something that I think we in the queer community can really identify with as well. And I was really excited to talk to you about this because when you said that when someone like another Black actress would get a role that you wanted, you'd be talking shit. And like you'd be that person that was like not rooting for people. And that, of course, comes from a system that doesn't, or it feels like, because it really hasn't, and it's getting incrementally better as we see more representation, but it comes from like they're really not feeling like there's enough, like, and the pitting against each other. And I think that as gay actors, we experience this as well. I can't say that I've been psyched every single time I have seen a part I wanted to go to X, Y, or Z. And maybe I have said some stuff, but to watch you get up on that stage in front of your peers and say that, I think was really powerful because it was a moment where you called everybody in by calling yourself out. And I just think that that was such a moment. And I wonder, like, what went into the decision for you to be that honest? Because it's really hard to be honest in this town in Hollywood, because people will look at you like, oh, well, you know, she'll say like the truth and God forbid that. Like, so maybe we wouldn't want to like bring her in or involve her in something, but it seemed like it was more important to you to call that out and move forward. But what went into the decision to be honest that night and also so honest about everything?
Like I was working on this speech with my life coach at the time, and as one does.
Yeah.
And she was like, what is your goal?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, give a good speech. And she was like, should the truth be present in this speech, or you want to string together a bunch of cliches like every other actress is going to do?
Mm.
And she's like, you have an opportunity in this room to talk about all the things that we've been working on that you say you're on the other side of.
Mm.
Let's talk about it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. And when I got up there, my hands are shaking. I'm looking out. I see Oprah and Gail and like all of my best friends, but also, you know, a room of my peers and people I have actively rooted against and people I know who have actively rooted against me. Mm-hmm. And we all just accepted it as Hollywood. That's just Hollywood. But I was like, kind of like parenting. But what if there's another way? Mm-hmm. What if we can move through this industry with radical transparency and honesty? And what's the worst that can happen? You know what I mean? Like, I'm already not getting jobs. What's the worst that can happen? But something amazing happened is my world opened up. I felt free as hell.
Wow.
For the first time, I felt free in a room like that. I had no secrets. I had no ulterior motive. There were no agendas. I just wanted to tell the truth. And then each person who got up after me was like, okay, well, here was my speech. And after that, like, I'm just going to get up here and tell the truth. And that's all I want. I want us all to be free, but we can't be free living a lie. We can't be free not calling a thing a thing. You know what I mean? And it changed my life. And I got way more after that speech, because there's a fear of like, oh my God, I'm going to be honest and everyone's going to hate me and I'm never going to be seen from again. And it was the opposite. Mm. Every time I opt for just the truth, just my reality, I've gotten more. And by more, I mean, more people are like, thank you for saying that. I thought I was alone on an island. I thought I was the only one. So whether it's fertility, whether it's racism, whether it's colorism, whether it's raising a queer child, whether it's equity, the farce of equity in Hollywood or in any major industry, it doesn't serve anyone to spout lies. Like, change doesn't happen from upholding the company line. It never will. Mm, so right. You can do the bidding of those same people who won't spit in your direction when you're on fire, mm-hmm. or you can free yourself and others by telling the truth and banding together. And that's kind of what happened.
Yeah. Well, we here on Lost College are big fans of burning it down. So
burn it all down. Burn it all down and light a spliff from the embers.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, poetry.
So we have a question that we ask every single one of our guests. And this is one we are asking you right now, which is, what was the culture that made you say culture was for you, Gabrielle Union? This is the piece of pop culture that you were exposed to in your life at some point. It would be like a movie, a musical artist, something, a TV show, something in your surroundings that you can look back on now and you think, that made me who I was, or at least start to become who I was. It's a big question, but it's actually quite simple.
A few answers, but
it can be multiple answers as well.
Well, okay, so I would say to kick it off, Grease.
Wow, yes. Great.
I'm a Grease 1 and 2 super fan.
Here we go, 2.
but also, like, it changed the way I look at quote unquote bad girls,
right?
Like, my alias forever was Chacha. Well, we called her Chacha Dookie Oreo because that's what it sounded like to us. Yeah. Her character name was Chacha Di Gregorio.
Reputation. Yes.
But I was like, wait, that girl seemed to have a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Sure, Stalker Channing's character of Rizzo had a pregnancy scare. Mm-hmm. Okay, perhaps, you know, have safer sex than Rizzo. But she sounds like she's having the most fun of everybody.
Yeah.
So I kind of lean more into, like, I don't know, living on the edge once I got a car. But also essential. Playing a teen well into my 30s.
Yes.
Which kind of took me in there.
Oh, that's funny.
Like watching DeBarge.
Yeah. DeBarge. Wow.
Like every summer I would go back to Omaha and that's where I got to watch BET.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just watch BET because that was the only time I got to see Black people. And
right.
I saw DeBarge and Bunny DeBarge, and she was like riding in a convertible, singing with her brothers. And I wanted to be Bunny DeBarge. And I wanted to be like that bitch.
Yeah.
So Bunny DeBarge, and then everything Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be Janet Jackson. My super hot dentist.
we all have one.
He was unusually good looking. Used to say I reminded him of Janet Jackson.
Oh, wow.
And I believed him. because his wife was the dental hygienist and she would always make me bleed. I'm like, it's because I look like
jealous of me. He's trying to ruin my smile. She knows I have movie star smile.
And I got those braces off and I've been cooking with fish grease ever since. But yeah, but like Janet made me feel like I could do anything.
Mm.
Like if I got like a smidgen of Janet-ness, bitch, I was unstoppable.
Yeah.
And I, to this day, anything big in my life, I'm playing Janet, like walking right before I walk in.
She's your avatar?
I need to feel like that bitch. Of all things. But now she's a friend, so it's a little weird.
Oh, that rocks.
But you can still gauge like an admirable distance, a distance of admiration. Like, wait, what are the songs that are playing before you walk into a high stakes situation?
Yeah, what's in your head?
It's the one with her and Beanie Man. Oh my God, I just smoked it, you guys. Damn it. Normally it's like All For You, but it's like,
yeah,
it's
we this love one. All For You.
It's the one where she's on the beach with Beanie Man. Da 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 da. The eyes for you.
Yeah, yes.
That I wouldn't do. And now I gotta
That music video is absolutely iconic. That was.
She's so hot in her.
No
bikini.
One's worn a bra right since.
She's everything. To this day, like, she is everything. Like, we'll be at dinner and I'm just like,
come on, it's Janet.
She ordered the eggplant.
Yeah. Like, so I'd like what she's having in a very real way. All of a sudden I'm an eggplant queen.
Yes. And she is the friend that reminds you to set your clocks forward or backwards.
Oh, wow.
Which I love that about her.
Honestly, like, singing in cars, a theme here. This is so funny that you say Grease, because I was just last night, for some reason, you know when your instinct just takes you in a weird place? It wanted me to play There Are Worse Things I Could Do in this hotel room. So I did you as well? The way you just lurched out of your chair.
I will never turn down an opportunity to sing There Are Worse Things I Could Do.
It is the song. And you know, they almost cut it. Like, Stockard talks about in interviews that she begged them. She was like, please, you have to keep it in. It is the window to her soul. If you don't, absolutely. If you cut that song, like, the character doesn't make sense. And honestly, me as like a little kid watching it, because it too was one of my favorite movies. I think I know every single line of dialogue. Like, we'll see. I'll test myself later. But when she sings that song, like, even as a little queer kid, like, I'm watching it and I'm like, the inner life being exposed, like the nuances in the performance, like that's one of those that's like, if you go back in time, like give that an Oscar nomination. Like Stockard Channing, unforgettable in that number and throughout, like truly.
I mean, the way she clutched those books to herself,
yes,
as she was like trying to round the corner away from the Patty Simcox and her evil business, yes. And like, then she tries to hide and with her books. I'm with like, bitch, books. Like you went to class. But like I literally will do the whole thing, like acting out with the books and a pencil skirt, mm-hmm. and like hiding behind doors.
Iconic Halloween, like, you're doing costume, it again. Just like this all night.
The books are such a part of it, because even like when they did they it are. Live, like Vanessa Hudgens like had the books to the damn sternum. Like she's
protecting herself.
Of course.
To this day, I love Vanessa and I'll be like, please do it. Please.
Yes,
please just
she
do it.
Did great.
Please
she was so good.
And she's like, there are worse things. Like,
yeah. So we're watching Janet order the eggplant. We're making Vanessa sing There Are Worse Things I Could Do.
As one does.
One does.
Oh my God. No.
DeBarge, Grease, and Janet. That's a great Janet. Tableau.
Yeah.
Makes Gabrielle Union. We love it. Honestly, like, you know what I love is like RuPaul on RuPaul's Drag Race, obsessed with DeBarge. Like, he keeps bringing up DeBarge
and
all the kids now that are on it that are like truly. Yeah, they're, but everyone, every queen on that show they hire now is younger than 30. So they're always looking at Ru like, huh? Like, they don't know. And like,
you can age
even
out.
The queen he said looked like Elle DeBarge, like Crystal looks like Elle DeBarge. And this queen said afterwards, I didn't know what the fuck Ru was talking about the entire time. I was just smiling and nodding at DeBarge. That's how.
You got to go back to the 80s, like the 80s DeBarge, you know, that's like more of a hate day.
Yeah, sure. Right.
But I'll go see Elle. I saw Elle right before the pandemic. It was Elle DeBarge, Casey and JoJo, and Keith Sweat. I feel like there's one other artist, but like those four, I should say, and got my whole life, as did everyone in the audience. Like I screamed for like throughout the whole thing, all like 3 hours. As I drank black liquor. It was in Miami.
Here we go.
Yeah, at University of Miami.
Fun.
It was like the old school soul concert or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. Because you forget like how many hits that Elle had solo, how many hits he had with DeBarge. Like, Keith Sweat has bangers to this day. And Casey and JoJo. I mean, what else is there?
Iconic. I mean, crazy. I'll be tossing my head back.
I'm doing it for a revisit myself. Wow.
Oh, no, they were good. And you know, they're Fantasia's cousins.
Yes. No way.
Yes. And then, wait, then I saw something on Wikipedia earlier, which I have to ask you about. Are you Saweetie's cousin?
Yes.
What? Yes. I feel like people don't know that.
I feel bad because it, like, I feel like it took a turn, like to negative for her. Like, people thought she was, like, a Nepo baby. But I'm like, honestly, she's, like, a whole different generation. Like, her dad and I are first cousins. Her grandmother is my aunt. And me and her dad are born a day apart. And so we were kind of like raised like siblings. So when Didi was, when he had, we call her, our family calls her Didi. You know, like the last I was like sort of keeping up with her, she was like a toddler. And then all this time, like I move away from home, like I go to Hollywood. And so I randomly casually asked like, oh yeah, what's Didi up to? I knew she was like at SC. I thought she was like working at IBM. I had no idea. And they were like, she's doing these like car wraps. And I was like, okay, car wraps. And I'm like, just send me a link. So I get the link to, it was like the biggest thing that she had done at that point. And it had millions and millions and millions of views.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah,
wait a second. And then like Icy Girl came like right after, like maybe a month or two later. And we were in Miami and she was like, I'm in town, you know, let's go, let's link up. And I was like, yes. And I, at this point, I don't even understand, like, she's got a deal, she's got a whole team. Like, I'm so after the fact. I'm like, so you're not at IBM. and you're doing okay for yourself. So I just want to make it very clear. I did not help her career in any way, shape, or form. Being my relative in no way aided or abetted her rise.
No, you were thinking IBM.
But she's amazing in her own right. And she was a super amazing student. Like, that was really her thing. Like, she was very, very smart and obviously very beautiful. And then she started doing car wraps. And now the rest is history.
The rest is, I mean, the rest is history. And in a different industry, too, by the way. Like, that's, it's not quite how nepotism usually works. Sometimes yeah, it's that, but not.
Well, had I known, I would have been like the Mama June in her career. Like, yeah, I would have tried to manage her. But I did. It was kind of after the fact. So I did definitely reach out to her, like my friends at her label that, you know, perhaps run the label. And I'm like, is she a priority? Because she's trying to buy things. And they're like, wait, what? That's your cousin? And I'm like, yeah. Like, could she afford like a condo? And they're like, yes, girl, she's a priority. She's everything. And they could not believe that she'd never mentioned it. Ever.
I think
I spilled the beans first, and now it's, I hope it's not a major negative or a knock on her being related to me. Because we're just proud of her. Like, I'm very proud.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, yeah. And then when you know that, what, especially you being in the industry and understanding what the entertainment industry is, seeing the darkness and like everything that comes with it, like, of course, you as her family is going to step in and be like, I want to make sure she's being treated right. Because, I mean, the music industry is a whole other thing.
It's a whole other animal. And, you know, I only know what I know. So I'm like, I'm always here as a resource. But mm-hmm. like, what am I? I'm 50. Like, I'm like, I worked out some choreography. You can have it if you want. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. She, I mean, her verse on Little Mix has a song called Confetti.
Oh, it's
and
very
Saweetie
good.
Got on Confetti, and I swear to God, that song went from like an 8 to a 15 for me. And then I was doing a bit on this podcast, stream confetti, like best verse I've heard on a pop song in like the last like 4 or 5 years. I mean, it's iconic, right, Bo?
It's iconic. Saweetie,
so good.
Also, when she rolled through, not to drop SNL again, but when she rolled through SNL, it was like such a cool moment. It was her and Simu Liu.
Yeah.
So it was like two like Asians like on the bill basically. And it was like, oh, this is fun. And God, she was so, she did tap in into, but she just had so many good looks and it was, so good.
Wait. Listen, she's good. Like,
yeah, she's a star.
Yeah, you know, and we're just proud. Like, we're just like, go ahead, girl. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, do you need it? Nope. Okay. Yep. She just.
Yeah, she's got it covered.
I always put like the help out there. I'm like, yeah, nope. Okay. Yeah. No, it's fine. I'll just be cheering back here. Acknowledge me. Yeah. Don't. It's fine. I'm still going to let here we go.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
So wait, because before we move on to I Don't Think So, Honey, in like 10-ish minutes, I have to ask you, like, because you really, like, even just a cursory look at like what you've done, you truly appeared in all of my favorite movies, like when I was in the late 90s. Like, I'm telling you, Love and Basketball, again, Stars, the way that Stars was giving Bring It On and Love and Basketball and She's All That in rotation. So it was just, and 10 Things I Hate About You. So it was Gabrielle, Gabrielle, Gabrielle. And so I've been just such a fan for so long, but specifically about Love and Basketball, I wanted to ask you about like favorite memories from that, because that is such a classic. That is one of the great romance films. And now like Gina Prince-Bythewood popping off with The Woman King, like finally like people really understanding. Because again, like someone can be around for so long, but it's like how many times do you have to hear this name for her to be like A-list director? Like she is truly one of the greats. And I just wanted to ask about anything you remember from Love and Basketball, like maybe working with Alfrey, the queen, truly, like, what did you got from Love and Basketball?
Well, luckily from Love and Basketball, I got one of my best friends in Sanaa Lathan, though she was not friendly at the time. She was not friendly at the time. I was just, you know, I was sort of newish, you know, to the to the business, and I hadn't done a ton of movies, and I had originally auditioned for Sanaa's role. And Gina was like, I don't think you're right for this, but there's another role that I think you'll be perfect for. The sides are in the lobby, you know, take all the time you need. And I get to the lobby and I'm like, because I'm in my basketball shorts. I'm giving you, I was a real, an actual athlete.
Yeah, you were an athlete. Yeah.
I'm giving you my whole operation. And so I get back to the lobby and I'm like, oh, she's a hoe.
Yeah, she's the hoe on the side.
Yeah, I'm like, couldn't see me as an athlete that I really am, but you could see me as a hoe. Okay. So, needless to say, I got the role. my wholeness just came out. But it's funny, because later on today, Gina and I are interviewing each other for a whole different thing.
Amazing.
And I'm going to ask her, finally, after all these years. It's been 20 years. Why did you think I was a hoe?
Was it the shorts?
Seeing me.
Yeah.
What hoe vibes was I giving off? No. But yeah, like we had, like me and Boris Kodjoe were both kind of new, and they had us in Hollywood, like where you rank kind of goes by your trailer. So we had we were sharing with, I don't remember who the third person was, a honey wagon. A tiny little sliver.
Little closet.
And the air conditioning wasn't working. We're working in the summer. And so we would just, whoever was in the middle wasn't there that day. So we opened up all the little, you know, accordion walls. And so we had a bigger room and we left the doors open. We'd literally sit on our steps and that's how we became close friends. So I made really great friends on this movie. Omar and I are great friends. But a lot of that happened later because Sanaa and Omar were an actual real couple.
Yes. Which so I feel like people don't know.
They were an actual real couple. Omar didn't like, you know, or didn't really mess with Boris, and Sanaa was really not messing with me. So because of the roles we were sort of playing. And then cut to later, I'm in Miami filming Bad Boys for 6 months and she's in Miami staying at the same hotel filming out of time. And she sees me in the lobby and I see her and I'm like, fuck this bitch. And so I'm giving her dust and she's like, no.
I've changed.
Nope. She gave me dust that whole time. But yeah, we bonded and, you know, she apologized and gave me her spiel of her process. And we've been besties ever since.
I love it. Oh man, I just rewatched it again because I covered it. I have this other podcast for HBO Max and it's on their list. You can stream it on HBO Max, people, but we went into it. Like, it holds up so well and it gives you all those good nostalgic feelings. And that's talk about iconic moments. Like that song Fool of Me at the end when they play each other. I mean, that is for all time. That is for all time, that movie. Incredible. Cause it also has that D'Angelo song, that one, that's so good.
Bo, yeah, I mean, you gotta do a rewatch. Mother was in it, like Regina Hall was in it, Alfrey was
in Regina
it.
Hall,
Harry Lennox was in it, like there were so many people that were in it. Tyra was in it.
Tyra was in it, that's right.
And everyone's stuck around too, you know what I mean, like everyone's still working and doing great.
We're still chugging away.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Okay, who's planning a trip to Provincetown this year?
Me, me, me. And if you've been before or it's your first time, you deserve to enjoy life on the wild side.
If you take pride in where you travel, then you're ready for a P-Town adventure.
I love that Provincetown is so welcoming to everyone and embraces diversity.
Oh my God, there's so much to do. Art galleries, local shopping, beaches, bike trails, nightlife, whale watching, dune tours.
And that's why I love Provincetown. It's queer, it's quirky, you can be yourself, and it's always a good time.
If you've never been to P-Town, you have to plan a trip. And every time you visit, your experiences will never be the same. One of my favorite things is you can strut your stuff with your squad, solo or hand-in-hand with your, let's say, trick.
For many of us, the definition of paradise is summertime in Provincetown. It's all about freedom, sunshine, and a chance to be ourselves.
From Boston, hop on a fast ferry for 90 minutes. The ferries run from mid-May through mid-October.
For more info, go to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com.
Provincetown, we're gonna see you there.
Wait, you've mentioned Miami a couple times. I wanted to ask, because Matt and I are going to Miami for New Year's, what is like the vibe now for when you guys go? Like, what's on the docket? Is there one? Are you guys just, like, chilling for the most part? It's Miami.
Like, when it's us and Janet at dinner, where are we going?
probably Carbone, but it's different. Like, Miami changed a lot during the pandemic.
The pandemic.
It felt very Republican. It felt very Ivanka. It felt very Jared. And all their friends bought up all of, like, the beach. Everyone in left New York during the pandemic, overpaid, moved down. And the vibe is a little, depending on where you go, the vibe is a little different. I mean, you can't say gay. You can't teach history.
Florida's
Florida.
Gone.
Like, you can't, like, it's a whole weird vibe. But in terms of fun, I mean, people go to just kind of lose themselves. So I hope you all lose your
We'll be getting lost.
Get a boat. Have a boat day.
Yes.
Like,
oh, that would be a good
boat.
One.
Get those pictures on the yacht. Like it's a small yacht. It's like a boat. Yeah. Like a little boat.
And we also have a friend that's like a reservation queen. Yeah, so it's like we're covered on the reservations and stuff. So it's good to have always roll with someone in the crew that's like, he says his gay power is reservations.
You'll need them, because it's New Year's is a big holiday for us down there. So make sure you get your rooms, your Airbnbs, because
we're good.
Yeah,
we have to go to I Don't Think So Honey, and something you just said made me realize what I'm gonna do. So this is I Don't Think So Honey. This is our 1 minute segment where we drag something in pop culture that needs to be absolutely fucking dragged.
Oh.
Bowen, I do have something. You'll watch us, and then I know you're gonna have one, Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
So this is I Don't Think So Honey. Bowen, I'm ready to go.
This is Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Ivanka being like, I'm actually stepping away from politics this time, bitch. We're already good on you. And don't even think about moving back to fucking New York. If you want to be shown every damn door in your face, stay down in Florida. So when we cut it off and let it float away, you can be on it. I can't stand Ivanka Trump. There's not a single like bone in my body that's even close. And when I saw you make this statement, I was like, what is she trying to do now? Also, it's like, who even needs to hear from you? I have not turned my head to this Trump announcement. Maybe I should, because I guess we should quote unquote be prepared for whatever is happening. But whatever Ivanka and Jared are thinking is going to happen now, no. The answer is no. The answer is a capital N, capital O. We're done. I don't think so, honey.
15 seconds.
Ivanka, you're not going to become friends with Chelsea Clinton again. I understand, like, it's been a quote unquote hard year, but no. No sympathy for you, Ivanka. No sympathy for you, Jared. We're taking back the name Jared. I have people in my life that I love that are called Jared, and I'm taking it back. Ivanka, you can stay gone. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Wow.
Oh,
period.
That was dense.
She really tried something with that statement of, I will be stepping out of the political sphere, and almost like this little hint of like, and you're welcome, and like, hint, hint, maybe I don't support
this.
We don't care. We don't care.
What did they say that he made like, what, a $1.9 billion during his presidency?
Disgusting.
Girl, your hands are dirty.
Okay, so Bowen Yang, this is your I Don't Think So, Honey, and your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, herbal cigarettes on film sets. I saw Gabrielle Union smoke one in the movie The Inspection, and I went, I know she is not enjoying that because they taste somehow worse than cigarettes. And
they
get that there are laws in place and people do get bothered by the secondhand smoke, but on a sensory level, the herbal cigarettes are just worse. And I don't even know if they're that even that much healthier for you. There's no like tar and like arsenic or anything, I guess. But also,
30 seconds.
It just doesn't feel, it does not do the body good to even inhale a little vapor molecule of the stuff. It smells bad. It clings worse than glitter. Somehow it just stays on you for days and days. And
it clings worse than glitter.
It clings worse than glitter. And not that many things cling worse than glitter. I do not wish herbal cigarettes on any actor, any prop person, on anyone, on any film set. I don't think so, honey, herbal cigarettes in film.
And that's 1 minute. You don't realize how harsh they are. I had to do it on I Love That For You when my character was smoking weed and it was the herbs, and it is harsh.
And I was chain smoking. Well, I have an actual allergy to the chemicals that are exhaled in cigarette smoke. It literally like fries my respiratory system. So I'm immediately congested. I can't breathe. Like, and it gives me like bronchitis for like months at a time. So I definitely try to like stay away from cigarettes. I don't have like a philosophical opposition to like cigarettes, but like whatever.
Right.
Just, you know, go over there. Okay. Wait, what's the catchphrase?
So you say, I don't think so, honey, the
blank
thing.
Yeah.
And then if you can repeat the phrase, I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so, honey.
Okay, and this is your time. It starts now.
I don't think so, honey. You have food restrictions on Thanksgiving. Listen, there will be a turkey. There'll be a candied ham. I don't care that you can't have gluten or dairy or peanuts or whatever. Don't come into a black home talking about food restrictions or allergies or sensitivities. You're going to get all of these things, and no one is going to care about whether or not your plate is full. Have the salad. Oh, the dressing has gluten. Who cares?
30 seconds.
Who cares? We don't care. Let me tell you right now. We don't care about your food restrictions, your dietary restrictions, things that you are just opposed to. Pork. Oh, the pork industry. You know who doesn't care? All of us. All of us as we eat this candy. So listen, thank you for coming. You tried it. Eat this candied ham.
Five.
Bye.
And that's 1 minute.
Incredible. It's called Tupperware. Fill it up with whatever you got. You can heat it up over there in the microwave.
Yes. Or bring your own shit to Thanksgiving. I don't want to get a list of your dietary restrictions, because you know who's not paying attention.
Are you getting that this year?
Well, like, I'm technically gluten-free, dairy-free, but not on Thanksgiving. Why would I even do that? Why would I be that asshole on Thanksgiving? I'm like, oh, gluten is, oh, yeah, the inflammation. You know who wants to hear about inflammation around the holidays? No one. No one cares about your dietary issues. Listen, go shit it out in the bathroom like the rest of us.
Yeah, period. It's actually, it's a season for eating, but it's also a season for shitting. And Bowen, that's Rule of Culture number 55.
It's a season for eating, and it's also a season for shitting.
Abuse those probiotics, you guys. Abuse, what they're there for.
Hundo poo.
And with that, I encourage everyone, I know Bowen does, to go see The Inspection. Absolutely. It'll be out in wide release when this episode comes out. Gabrielle Union, I mean, this was such a pleasure. It was so nice to talk to you. This was a lot of fun, and we truly stan, as the kids say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I've had the best time. Thanks,
you guys. You're the best. Bo, we'll catch up in a sec. But all right, everybody. Oh, I see. She really had to go, Bo. So I was like, I don't think we can sing at her right now.
I understand. Her publicist
will get, the woman is on a press tour for two projects.
And she is a champion for it. Truly. This is one is, yeah. as you all know, this is the year where everyone as a culture understood that press tours are nutso. Like, they're relentless.
They got it this year, never had before.
Well, no, I'm saying, I mean, I think in a post-Gaga world, we understand press tours to be one thing. Like, oh, at least you get, like, these fun moments. But now post-House of Gucci and post-Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Like, everyone's just, like, the glut of it is a lot. So, anyway, all our sympathies.
We need to do a movie called Press Tour. You and I need to do a movie called Press Tour.
Oh, my God, 100%.
That's actually
really
fun.
Wow.
Like a Christopher Guest style, like, well, I guess that's for your consideration, but we could find a take.
We could find a take.
We're going to go do that now.
Yeah.
We hope y'all have a excellent, well, let's just say day.
Day. And maybe night.
Yeah. And we end every episode, Bo, with a song. And it's Christmas time.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
I only know the words to my own fake Christmas songs now.
That's like
streaming now.
Streaming now. Please stream Have You Heard of Christmas? Okay, so
for Bowen Yang's star turn.
For my star turn, I love bathroom acting. It's my favorite. Spoiler alert.
Did you like acting with me in a bathroom, and did you catch my reference to Lady Gaga and A Star Is Born when I screamed?
Not only did I catch the reference, I saw you talk to Derone, director Derone, iconic director, and say, well, this is the Star Is Born moment. And so I was there. I witnessed the whole process of it, and I was so privileged. I did think that day. I was like, oh, this is so fun. Like, I get to act alongside... Man, even, you know what my favorite thing is when it's with someone you like? The time in between setups, the time in between roles where you're just like two real people. The goofs, but it's like you're two real people in this like fake environment.
Yeah.
But then the time just goes flying by when it's like you're with your best buddy. And I was like, this is fun. Honestly, I thought to myself, I need to get on the Matt Rodgers, Bowen Yang projects that like are in my head, because like this is the reason for the season.
It was the reason for the season, not just Christmas season, but every season with my girl.
With my girl. Okay, so now let's close out again this episode. Here we go.
Okay.
Have yourself
a merry little
Christmas.
Make the Yuletide. What?
Yay!
And the rest is a standard. You can listen to any of the girls sing if they all covered it. Come on.
Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, You know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Crocs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.